The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given to him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It was the beginning of my junior year in high school. I was in Miss Betsy Davis's government class at North Decatur High School, good old public school education. And the very first day of that school year, I got in an argument with my teacher. She was teaching government and wanted to convey to us the foundations not only of the United States government, but government in general, society in general, human civilization in general. And so she began the class by talking about how the most basic unit of society, before anything else can exist in the history of the human race, family comes first. Family is the most basic unit. Everything else is built on that block. If that doesn't exist, if there isn't that idea of marriage and the family, nothing else can exist. Well, I raised my hand and I was like, well, I disagree. And I said, what about God? What about religion? And I cited how in Mesopotamia, some of the earliest buildings that we know of in our human history were temples. They were these buildings erected to honor their gods. There was this idea that religion that gave meaning to life was more important than anything else. It was the foundation, at least to me, of human society. Even the family had to be built on some idea of faith. Well, Miss Davis wasn't going to let that stand, and so she came back and she was just like, well, Danny, I know that you're Catholic, which she was obviously right. She said, even the Catholic Church, think about it. If the family didn't exist, could the church possibly stand on its own? I mean, if we didn't have marriage that taught us these basic ideas of hierarchy and role-playing in the family, if we didn't have marriages producing offspring that became priests and bishops and popes, could the church really exist without the family being there first? Well, then I had to counter back and I said, well, what about the idea that the family has to have some guidelines? It has to have some sense of divine revelation of what marriage is supposed to look like. Shouldn't there be some basis upon which family is founded where it knows what it's supposed to do, what it's supposed to look like, how it's supposed to function? And isn't the best source of that divine revelation, this idea that God himself has given us the blueprints for what families should look like? And this argument went back and forth for probably the first 15 minutes of that class, and I'm sure my classmates were like, shut up, Danny, just let her teach, she's the teacher. But it kept going, and finally, I think she ended it by saying, well, I'm the teacher, and I'm right, and so that's the end of it. And for years after that, you know, I would reflect on that, and the question remained, what really is more important to the human species, to human civilization? Is it our faith, or is it the family? Well, I think today, as we celebrate Mary, Mother of God, the answer becomes very clear. It's both of them. In this one person, this one individual, Mary, Mother of God, we see that faith and family are united. The two cannot be divided. They can't exist apart from each other. In this one person, we see Mary as Mother of God, this familial relationship, that she is a family to God. And yet we see that her son is the God that she worships, that is part of her faith. And so faith and family in this one person is united. And we know that that's true. When we hear that, we kind of nod our heads. We're like, yes, that makes sense. And especially when we look out in the modern world and we see what a mess things have gotten because the two have tried to be divided. We see that the family units is suffering. You could even say that there is a crisis in the family. We see it all over the place. There's a generation gap that seems to get wider and wider with each incoming generation, that parents are distanced from their kids, that they don't have a way to relate to them, that there's this difference that takes place. We see it in marriage itself, the increase of the divorce rate. It seems like marriages are failing more than they ever have before. We see this crisis. And I have to believe that part of that is because we have stopped praying together as a family. We have stopped including faith in the family itself. That division has taken place. And so family has suffered because of that. But the opposite is also true. We look at our Catholic faith and time again, we say to ourselves, why is it that the church isn't as full as it used to be? Why is it that we've had to close parishes, close our Catholic schools down? Why does it seem like the Catholic Church is on the decline? And I have to believe it's because the family hasn't been as strong as it used to be. That because man and wife haven't been united in prayer, they haven't been raising their kids in the faith, the parishes have been suffering, there have been a loss of participants and parishioners, we haven't had the numbers of children attending our schools, all that has taken place. We have a vocation crisis of priesthood because the family isn't as strong as it used to be. And so we have this intimate union of faith and family, both of which are the basic units of society and both of which are suffering in the modern age. And so we may look at this and say to ourselves, well, how do we fix this downward spiral that we are in? If faith is not a part of family and both of those are suffering and they both are tearing each other down because of the division that is caused there, how do we fix that? How do we put a stop in that cycle and begin to ascend upward once again? At the beginning of Pope Francis's time as Pope, after his election, he gave this homily about one of his trips to Germany when he was a younger man. And during this trip to Germany, he was at this church there that he saw this image of Our Lady that he had never seen before. It was this beautiful portrait of her, and in front of her was this flowing ribbon that was tangled up with all these different knots throughout the ribbon. And one of the knots she had in her hands as she was dutifully trying to undo that knot. And he was very struck by this image of Mary, the undoer of knots. And so he asked one of the priests there what the story was behind this image. And the priest told him that 300 years before, so before even the founding of the United States of America, this portrait had been commissioned because there was a man in Germany named Wolfgang, great name Wolfgang. I think it's a great name for anybody, let alone a German. And poor Wolfgang was struggling in his marriage to his wife Sophia. These two, even back then, were experiencing a lot of the things that we face today. They were feeling distance in their relationship. They were falling out of love. They were having financial difficulties. Their kids had grown up and moved out of the house. They didn't have these things that bound them together as they used to. And back then, even more so today than today, divorce was a scandalous affair. It was something that you didn't pursue unless you were absolutely certain that this marriage was a disaster, that it was something that was beyond reconciliation. But before Wolfgang went that far and sought a divorce, he went to the local parish priest, Father Rem. And he talked to Father Rem, and he was like, Father, this is what's going on in my marriage, this is what's going on in my life, and I don't know how to fix it. There seems to be this entanglement, this binding force that I just can't get past. And Father Rem told him about this devotion that was a very rare and very unknown devotion of Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And he explained to Wolfgang that every one of us in our lives have these things that get caught up in our ribbon of life. These knots that exist, these entanglements that bind us together, that bind us in such a way that we aren't free, that we feel like we're weighted down, that we're bound by these doubts and these fears in our life. And he says a lot of times we look at these knots, some of which are caused by ourselves and our own stupidity and our own decisions, and we look at those knots and we say, it's beyond repair. I can't fix this. I can't undo this knot. I'm just going to have to live with it. And he said, but there is one person who can undo that knot. And it is our most blessed mother who loves us so very much that by being the mother of God, she is our mother as well and wants very much to step in and undo those knots that we have. And so Wolfgang and Sophia, this husband and wife, began praying this prayer to Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. And by that prayer, by the fact that they included faith back in their family life again, their marriage was saved. It was a miracle that took place in their life. In fact, it was their grandson, who was kind of a result of this fix in their marriage, that had that portrait commissioned that Pope Francis saw all those years later. And so, as we approach 2017, this new year that we are coming into, I invite all of us to take on this new devotion, this devotion to Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. We look out in the world, we see all the knots, all the entanglements that take place. We look inside our own hearts, our own families, what's going on in our lives, and we know that we have knots. We know that we have these things that are binding us and causing us to be enslaved. And so even now in this Mass, I would like to invite us to pray the prayer to Our Lady, Undoer of Knots. So at this time, call to mind something that you would like to be untangled in your life. Something that hopefully 2017 is a source of hope, that is a source that we can overcome that with the help of Our Lady, Mother of God. So call to mind those knots as I pray this prayer. Virgin Mary, Mother of Fair Love, Mother who never refuses to come to the aid of a child in need, Mother whose hands never cease to serve your beloved children because they are moved by the divine love and immense mercy that exist in your heart, cast your compassionate eyes upon us and see the snarl of knots that exist in our life. You know very well how desperate we are, our pain, our suffering, and how we are bound by these knots. Mary, Mother to whom God entrusted the undoing of the knots in the lives of his children, we entrust to your hands the ribbon of our life. No one, not even the evil one himself, can take it away from your precious care. In your hands there is no knot that cannot be undone. Powerful Mother, by your grace and intercessory power of your Son and our Liberator, Jesus, take into your hands today this knot of our life. And let us pray together that familiar prayer of ours. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.